I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Police in Mobile say they will strictly enforce the city's open container alcohol ordinance in the downtown entertainment district. That means consuming alcohol beverages outside of the entertainment venues in downtown Mobile is about to get harder for tourists and local residents. Mobile police say the outside consumption of alcoholic beverages will still be permitted but will come with conditions. Police say the size of approved alcoholic beverage containers cannot exceed 16 ounces. An alcoholic beverage can be removed from a downtown licensed establishment only if it's in a paper or plastic cup with a commercially printed name and/or logo of a designated licensee. Paper or plastic cups with a special logo obtained from Main Street Mobile are also approved containers for alcoholic beverages. July is Minority Mental Health Awareness Month, and a summit is being held in Birmingham on the subject today. The theme of the event is When Women Speak, meaning that many women coming from diverse backgrounds will be featured as keynote speakers. The summit will focus on topics such as postpartum depression, women's veterans with PTSD, and cultural competency. Nadia Richardson is the founder of No More Martyrs Mental Health Awareness Campaign. She says this focuses on an often overlooked form of discrimination.
No More Martyrs came about when Karen Washington, the founder of For Brown Girls, was lost to suicide. I really wanted to do a campaign that incorporated mental health into the diversity discussion so we could really explore how individuals can be discriminated against based on their mental health status.
Richardson hopes this event will spark stronger community conversation in minority groups. It's called the world's largest fishing tournament, and it kicks off this weekend at Dolphin Island. This will be the 83rd annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo hosted by the Mobile JCs. The three-day event will feature 30 categories with cash and prizes valued up to $1 million. Eric McCall is the vice president of media relations for the rodeo. He says the competition brings in more than just competitors.
Annually, we expect for about 3,200 anglers to fish our tournament. But the town of Dolphin Island itself gets about 75,000 spectators that come down to the island in conjunction with the 3,200 anglers.
Beginning today, there will be live music, drinks, and food throughout the entire weekend. A 50% chance of scattered storms in the Tennessee Valley as well as central and west Alabama areas tonight with lows in the lower 70s and partly cloudy skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast. I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News.